Being an expert on general automotive knowledge, what would the correct ignition timing be on a 1955 Bel Air Chevrolet with a 327 cubic inch engine and a four-barrel carburetor?
It is a trick question.
Watch this.
Because Chevy didn't make a 327 in 55. The 327 didn't come out till 62. And it wasn't offered in the Bel Air with a four-barrel carb till 64. However, in 1964, the correct ignition timing would be 4 degrees before top dead center.
Get ready for another hour of Drive Radio, brought to you by Colorado Select Auto Care Centers. Got a question for the experts? Then give them a call, 303-477-5600. Now it's time to pop the hood and get our hands dirty. Drive Radio on KLZ 560, The Source.
All right. Drive Radio, John Rush Show is KLZ 560. Hour number two is upon us. So, without further ado, Dave was asking some questions the last hour. I said to hang on, and we would get him right at the top of the hour. So, Dave, thanks for hanging on. What are your other questions?
I've got a 69 Camaro, and over time I've been adding things to it, replacing upgraded parts and stuff like that.
Got it.
How often should I have that reassessed?
Great question, Paul. You can answer that as well as anybody.
Just when you've added more things to just get it reappraised. I mean, if you feel like
you upped the value, definitely get it appraised.
I mean, is it still a project car now, or is it just finished and you're just kind of tweaking it?
No, it's still a project car, but over time, like I said, I tend to break things on it. So I've been replacing these 30, 40-year-old parts with upgraded parts.
Got it.
And so I put in a new 6-speed transmission several years ago, and then I upgrading the rear end now.
Got it.
And I since I've had it, I've never really taken it back yet.
So how is it insured right now, Dave?
Oh, I've got just a full coverage.
Through somebody that understands the value of the car, or just based on?
No, I initially had it with Farmers Insurance.
Okay.
And it was when I first bought it. You know, it was a smaller broker or whatever.
Right.
He went out of business, and it went to a bigger company, and they were jerks. And my wife at the time got us over to Hartford through AARP.
Okay.
And I just been lazy. I really haven't really looked at.
So what right now, do you have any idea what they're insuring the car for value-wise?
No, I really couldn't tell you. I pay my premiums, and you
need to get that.
That was my wife's job, you know. But
right.
Unfortunately, she passed, and I never paid attention.
Well, sorry for your loss, and when those things change again, that's where somebody like Paul can come in. And the way, and this is a great segue, by the way. So, Paul, explain how you do insurance on, you know, not only classic cars, but even a late model car where you may have a Jeep Wrangler that you go through, do all of the lift kit on it. You know, you've added, you know, 20 grand to the price of the vehicle. So instead of being a $35,000-$40,000 Jeep, it's now $50,000 or $60,000 to replace it. Explain how you guys do that versus a standard insurance company.
So on the classic cars, you know, we do agreed value. So on that Camaro, you've got, you know, $30,000-$40,000 into it, and it's a project car. With Hartford, they've just got it covered as a 69 Camaro. So whatever they feel
the book value is what they're going to give you for it.
And you're not going to get much for it. So with us, we'd put a value on it. Then it's covered for that value. And usually on the project cars, about every 2 or 3 months, we'll get back together and reassess that. And if we don't talk, every 6 months, the home office sends out paperwork asking if we need to increase the value on your project car. So then it's covered when you're driving it. It's covered while it's in the shop. It's covered if it's in somebody else's shop. And you've got that value assigned to it. And then once it's completed, we turn it over to the Chrome program, which then it's covered for an agreed value. You can drive it anywhere you want, whenever you want. And if something happens to it, that's the value of it.
And a lot of this, Dave, is based upon, you know, like my uncle does, certified appraisals for, you know, for Paul. So you get a certified appraiser that can actually look at the car, give you a real world value of what's that car worth in the real world, and then you insure it for that. The way you're doing it now, it's not insured for enough money. I can tell you that right now.
All right, darn it. So the thing is, it's going to have to go to an outside appraiser.
Yeah, typically speaking, that's how they would do that. Now, typically, those guys, you know, for a small fee, they will come to you. You don't have to, you know, put the car in a trailer and drive it all over. There's, you know, my uncle, for example, he'll roam around and you know, appraise cars all over the state. It really doesn't make any difference. So they'll come to you, help you with the appraisal, get with Paul, and between the three of you, get it all figured out, what's the value, and insure it.
Well, and if it, and with it being a project car, you don't have to have an appraisal yet because you're always increasing that value as you're building it.
Okay. And, John, does your uncle's contact information on your website? Or?
It is not, but if you send me an email, I can get that put together. I should just put it on the website. But if you want, just send me an email, and I'll get it handled, john@drive-radio.com.
Okay. And now I've got some maintenance issues. On that pickup truck that I've got, 02 GMC,
mm-hmm.
I want to buy some aftermarket heated mirrors. And
okay.
It sounds silly, but I kind of like creature comfort of what it offers. Right now, all it's got is power mirrors.
Right.
Can I put aftermarket heated mirrors on this without any major?
I don't know why you couldn't. You'd have to, you have to power them, and typically they do that through the defroster circuit. So when the defrosters are on, the mirrors are powered up. So typically speaking, no, it's not a big deal to add that on.
Okay, because like defroster, since it is a pickup, the only thing that defrosts right now is the front window. So.
So you don't have a rear defroster or anything like that.
No, I didn't know you could get a pickup with a rear defroster. So.
Yep, they make them, and they did even back then.
Yeah,
you'd have to add a switch probably to turn them on and off. Then somebody would have to put some sort of a switch where it knows to turn on.
Okay, all right.
Makes sense, but I don't see why you couldn't retro that in. It's not that big of a deal to do. They should be, they should work.
All right.
In fact, I'm looking at something right now, even online, where there's people that even make an aftermarket grid where you can actually put the grid behind the mirror itself and then not even have to change out the whole entire head.
Oh, okay.
Which actually, for what you're doing, would work fine.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And you just run the wire through, turn a switch on and off, and away you go.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm looking at this online real quick. It's called BURCO Inc.com. So BurrowInc.com makes them. Ready Heat Grids, they're called.
All right, cool.
Okay.
And one more question on that truck. I've been looking for an aftermarket bumper, front and rear. I Ranch Hand makes one, but I don't want my truck to look like a farm truck.
Yeah, no. They look terrible.
So, yeah. And every website I've gone to, whether it be Fab4 or, and something mm-hmm. like that, it'll go up to 2001 and then it jumps my year, and it goes to 2003 to 2007. And I've been to a couple of shops around town, and every same thing, they're looking at the same catalogs, websites I am. What is it strange about this year?
Nothing.
A lot of these aftermarket companies aren't making a bumper for it.
Nothing that I know of now, and I know there's somebody that could help you with that, that I actually coach in my business coaching on a regular basis. Call Barney Brothers over in Grand Junction. Barney Brothers Off-Road in Grand Junction. And let me give you their phone number real quick. And you just give Darren over there a call. He can walk you through that and even sell you what you need. 970-243-9300.
Okay.
Okay, give Darren a call. He can help you with that easily. Tell him I sent you, by the way. He'll take good care of you.
Okay.
Okay. You're very welcome. Thanks for the phone call very much. I need to get those guys as sponsors one of these days.
Yeah.
Even though they're on the Western Slope, they can still ship stuff. But actually, they've got the ability to even just drop ship stuff to you right here in the Denver area. So it works really well. So those bumpers and stuff would not be that difficult to do. So let's do this. We got a long call waiting here, a call holding for a long time, I should say. Barry, welcome. What's going on, sir? Hello, Barry.
Hello. Hey, follow up on the call about the trailer tires, the ST trailer tires, running 80 miles an hour. By and large, the majority of all trailer tires are speed limited to 65 miles an hour.
True.
So I forgot about when that. You're
yes,
running that.
You're
when
correct. You're actually running it faster than you should be anyways.
That's right. That's right. So an example of that would be we were coming home from Flaming Gorge on I-80. A toy hauler, triple axle, went by us. I was running 66. He was running at least 75. 10 miles down the road, he was down. He blew a tire.
Good point.
So
yeah, great point.
The things I check when I buy tires anyway, I check the year and month of manufacture to make sure I don't have old, new tires.
Yep. You're not buying tires that are already 5 years old.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Great
so really
point, Barry.
Speed with those ST tires is really critical. And the other thing I called about ethanol-free fuel?
Yes.
I found some, 100 octane, $6.89 a gallon.
Wow, okay.
I guess I'll go buy some stable.
One other thing we learned, too, and this came from David here from Napa. I forgot about this. Napa sells some non-ethanol prepackaged fuel that you can buy pint, quart, or gallon. And I don't know about 5 gallons, but I know you can buy it in the ways I just said. And a lot of the stores carry it or can get it out of the warehouse for you same day, and it's pre-done, ready to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cool. You should. I didn't get a chance yet to check the pricing to see what that's like, but you could call Napa and just ask them what that price runs.
Okay. Hey, the last thing I have is, could I have Paul's business phone number?
Yes, go ahead, Paul.
I'm sitting in my car and I'm
sure.
Stuck.
No problem.
So my cell phone's 303-619-9891, and my office number's 303-662-0789.
0789. So it's 303-662-0789.
Correct.
Well, super.
Thanks, Gentlemen, Barry.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
No. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon. We appreciate it. Marvin Eaton, hang tight. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. He's got a comment on trailer tires as well. We'll be right back here on Drive Radio, KLZ 560.
Napa know-how. A Napa guy knows that by the foot, there's no better ride than an old station wagon. Room for 6 people facing forward, 2 people facing backward, and a whole lot of luggage, lumber, and bicycles haphazardly strapped to the roof. If you can parallel park that beast, you can park anything. And with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your land ship running longer, stronger. It's not obsolete. It's a rare treasure. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
What are you doing?
Making coffee? What do you mean?
With that old coffee machine? What is it, the Great Depression?
Well, it's still better than standing in line to pay $5 for a cup of coffee.
Dude, using this old coffee maker is like watching a movie on VHS. You gotta get Drip Joy.
Drip Joy?
Yeah, Drip Joy is this amazing Denver-based coffee subscription service that will change how you think about coffee. You can customize your order to fit your coffee needs, so it's totally affordable. It comes with this awesome brewer that's compatible with K-Cups, so you don't have to wait for your old machine to percolate or whatever you're doing over there. And there are 7 different specialty source roasts to choose from that fit whatever kind of coffee you like. Honestly, it's the best single serve coffee I have ever tasted.
Man, that sounds pretty great.
Yeah, just go to dripjoy.com and click the get started button and join this century. That's dripjoy.com.
Hey, Northern Colorado, the sisters from Community Auto here. Just letting you know we got your back. We have a happy family here at Community Auto and would love for you to be a part. We've come a long way since opening shop more than 20 years ago. Thanks, Dad. As Small Business of the Year 2015, featured in Parts and People and among the top shops in Colorado, we'd like to thank you for trusting us with your vehicle. With our new customer loyalty program, you can earn rewards dollars and free services like oil changes and transmission flushes. Like us a lot? Refer a friend, and we'll give you $50. It's that easy. Auto repair doesn't have to be painful. Actually, with us, it's pretty fun. We know that a happy car will get you far, so we'll fix and maintain yours with a smile. We're fun, fresh, and good at what we do. Call us today or visit us at communityautoinc.com. We'd love to meet you.
Here are the 3 C's of high performance in less than 60 seconds. Your engine piston rings must have good compression, which makes good combustion, which saves cash at the pump. But you lose compression when piston rings clog with carbon. Today's engines use low tension rings, which clog much easier, which lowers compression, combustion, and the amount of cash in your pocket with higher fuel cost and expensive repairs. This problem can be fixed as fast as your next oil change. The best service shops use a BG product.
BG.
That cleans the engine and accomplishes the 3 C's in just 15 minutes. It has 3 letters, EPR, as in engine performance restoration, that cleans piston rings and restores compression, which increases and saves you. Find a shop with BG products at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. So, at your next oil change, remember the 3 C's. You will find more of this in your engine and this in your pocket when you clean your engine with
BG.
Radio KLZ 560. Got an email a minute ago, said, are you guys having any problems with the phones? I can't get my call to go through. Well, we're answering them and they've been ringing, so I really don't know what to tell you. So they've been ringing, we're answering them, and we're going to take one right now with Marv up in Eaton. So Marv, welcome. What's going on, sir?
Good morning, John. I just wanted to reiterate the last caller's comments about the SG speed rating, limited to 65 miles an hour. and kind of recommend. I get a lot of information from the Trailer Life magazine and some of their comments and printouts that they put, and also they have some online. And also the age limitation, which your previous caller.
Yeah, you know, and, really... that's, and Marv, you brought up a great point because, you know, they said, well, they're only a year old. Well, they were sitting outside for a year, but, and I don't know. I'd have to look at the date code on those tires, which by now they probably don't even know because they're shredded and they're in some pile someplace in another state. But,
yeah,
it's possible those tires were 6-7 years old. You add another year to it, and then, of course, the speed rating, you're going faster than you should. You add the different heat that we talked about, and, yeah, that's why they're shredding.
Yeah, it's you don't want to be a test pilot in that scenario.
No, no. And the other thing, too, that I see often, and I'm sure you do, too, as well, Marv, is guys running regular, like, LT or even passenger car tires on the trailer.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bad idea, guys. Bad idea.
Yeah, that's right.
So
there's a reason they have them separately labeled, and there's a reason that they manufacture a special breed of tire for trailers.
Yeah, and some of you don't understand that, and the reason is, and Marv, you know this, but the reason is the side pressures on a trailer when you're going around a corner are much different than what's on your car because of how close the axles are together, and you break belts and do all sorts of things in regular normal, you know, LT or passenger car tires, and that just minimizes the life on the trailer tire itself.
Yep, absolutely.
So, no, you're right on the money, and thank both you and our last caller for the advice on the speed rating, because that's a big deal on trailers. Guys, forget that.
Yeah, and the other thing people forget is that their trailer's sitting outside in the elements, and it's been sitting there for more than a year most of the time. They're saying, like I was just telling you guys, I had a neighbor across the way that had a trailer sitting there for 3 years, and he thought it was only sitting there for a year.
You lose track of time.
And I don't remember him buying tires and putting it on there. So how old were those tires,
That's
you know?
That's a good point.
You know?
Yeah. Lines open, 303-477-5600. Bill in Lakewood, you're next.
Hey, is it me or what? Is it... Are the car salesmen, are they getting more grumpier or what? Because I've been... I lost my salesman I've been using for the last 25 years or so. He retired and had Parkinson's. So I've had to deal with all these new guys. And they don't want to talk no information. It's like they start getting impatient right off the get-go.
I don't think it's that they're getting impatient. I think they don't know the product well enough, and they're getting frustrated with you because they can't answer your questions.
I think Bill Dennis just hit the nail on the head. I've seen that from time to time, and
see it a lot.
I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus, but there's typically speaking not a lot of product knowledge there.
Yeah, because I'm 65 years old now, and I'm close to getting the last car. I don't know.
Right.
It seems like some of the I've called up before on the new Bronco and the Colorado. I'm leaning towards that, and I was I think I called up last week about the Jeep pickup.
Right, right.
You know, that's like pulling teeth trying to get anything out of that.
Right, right. Yeah, they don't know. They won't know anything about that at all. I'll know more about that way before they do.
Uh huh. It's just, and you know, even because I even called up your guy. What was it? Was it AAA or something like that? Didn't get much out of him, really. I mean, he seemed all right, but, you know, it's just frustrating because, I'm at the end. I've been leasing for about 20 years, and then my last one's got the hail damage and everything, you know, all that junk on it. So plus it's just too big. That's where I want to downsize size-wise, but I want a car that's off-road capable.
Got it.
Instead of a station wagon with all-wheel drive.
Right. No, it makes sense. I hear you. No, it makes total sense.
So am I cracking up?
No, you are not. And that's why in my world, I do all of the research myself. And typically I've got a fleet guy that I deal with where I don't have to go in and talk to the regular, you know, Yahoo car sales guy because I think I'd pull my hair out if I had to.
Yeah, you know, I'm retired, so I got all day, you know, and I use YouTube the most, and that's...
Yeah.
You got to kind of filter through that stuff.
Sure, you do. There's a lot of good and bad information on YouTube, just like there is the rest of the Internet.
The one guy's got the accent, and the other chubby short guy, I forget what the name
is. I don't know.
They do their reviews in Colorado. There's some hill they go up.
Got it.
That's, you know, they're better than some of the other guys.
Got it.
I just don't understand how these people have that much time to make these videos.
Some of them, that's all they do. I mean, my videos on Drive Radio, as you know, are pretty short because A,
right. No, I like
A
yours.
I'm limited on time, and B, the other thing I've learned, Bill, which is interesting, is most people won't watch more than about 3 to 4 minutes max anyway. So if I can't get my review done in about 4 minutes, sure. I've already lost that person anyway. So I got to get done pretty tight.
You're right, because if I don't got like a long time to go,
yep.
When I'm on YouTube, I look how long they are.
You're not going to watch a 15-minute video.
Unless I get time to spare.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, and or there's some big comparison or there's something major worth looking at. But, yeah, no, in my world, we have learned through just the stats from YouTube and so on that on our videos, we started out being anywhere from 12, 13, 14 minutes long, and you've noticed us get them all the way down to 3 to 4 minutes on purpose because that's all the longer folks are watching.
I'd say 10 minutes is a good time frame.
No, you're right. And again, we to your point, we do our best to keep them under that for that reason.
But and then the worst thing is now with you, because I've been going to YouTube for a long time, you got to go through the ads now.
Yes, you do.
I mean,
well, that's because that's how those guys get paid.
I know. No, I know. I know the whole reason.
It's the only way they get paid. Because okay. Some of them, that's their living. So that's why there's ads there.
Right.
Yeah. No, you got it. Bill, appreciate the phone call very much. Let's take another call here. As soon as Jeff is done, we'll get that screened up, 303-477-5600. So, yeah, buying cars, not always a pleasant experience, is it?
No.
And we've got some changes coming with Drive Radio. We actually had a long-time relationship with JFR Cars, and let's just say that we feel strongly that we're going to do our best to head back that direction just because Mike at JFR does really a superb job. Nothing against AAA and the way we were doing that one, but the thing about JFR is they'll pretty much find any car you want. And typically Mike knows the cars extremely well, so that's a shift that we're going to make, and we're doing our best to get that back on track. So more to come on that here in the not-too-distant future. Frank in Denver, you're next. What's going on, Frank?
Yes, sir. Got a question. I keep getting calls from car people to have my car insured to have it fixed. And the other day he called. He was getting me so confused, I finally had to hang up. He kept trying to lower the payments and the amount that I was going to be paying. What's the do's and don'ts about buying insurance to have your car fixed?
None. Don't.
Yeah.
Hang up immediately. You. If you budget and handle your car maintenance properly on your own, there is no reason, and I am against, and I know even here on KLZ, we have Laura Ingram on in the mornings, and she advertises some car maintenance policy on her show. And there's rarely a time I disagree with advertisers that are on, you know, our station here, but that's a network show that we have no control over. I am not a maintenance policy fan at all. If you do things correctly on your own, you don't need it, period.
Yeah, I worked at a dealer, and they used to sell it there, and it was through GM.
It's a money-making deal is all it is, Frank.
Yeah, it's not advantageous for you to buy that at all.
You keep your oil changes and the things that you need to be handled, fluid changes, timing belts, the things that you need to take care of, all the heating and cooling things we'll talk to David about. I mean, all of those things, if you do that. In fact, David's wearing a shirt right now that says inspect at 60, replace at 90, and I'm guessing you're talking about belts and hoses and things along those lines. So if you will do those things, that's all you have to do.
Yeah.
I know, because when I bought this car, 2007 Suburban, I did buy that insurance, but when I tried to take it to a mechanic just to get the check engine light fixed and get the O2 sensors replaced, they said they don't even cover that.
Precisely. No, that's why all you do is find a good facility inside of our Colorado Select network. Find a facility that can take care of you, know you, your vehicle, how you drive. They can recommend the right maintenance schedule for you. If you follow that, no need for any kind of a policy.
Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate
it. Just hang up
you.
On them and say you don't need it.
Thank you very
much. Thanks, Frank. Appreciate it. Yeah, no need to spend any more time with those guys at all. Zero. Zilch.
No.
They're all there making money.
Yeah, because a lot of some of the maintenance that the manufacturer recommends isn't, you know, we look at it and go, I don't know if I'd do that right now. You can wait on that.
That's right.
You know, if we're checking the car out, we'll know what you see.
You know what's coming up.
We know what we see. We know the vehicles of this, and we know this altitude and this and the temperatures.
All right, Mike in Westminster, you're up next. What's going on, sir?
Hi, gents. I was wondering, I was considering car shopping, and I was wondering, John, if you'd done a recent review on Subaru Impreza.
Just drove a WRX STI, which is the fast, you know, race car in the Impreza line. I've got another just regular Impreza coming in a couple of weeks. Good car. I mean, across the board, great car. I mean, if you can step up and buy the one I just drove, a WRX STI, by all means, that car is an absolute fabulous blast to drive. I can't think of really any more fun car to drive for the money, literally, than that car. And if you just buy even a regular Impreza, they you know, there's a reason why you see as many Subarus in Colorado as you do, because they work fabulous in this area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I know WRX has been a pocket rocket.
Oh, it's awesome. That car is so fun. I mean, I don't normally talk that much about a car that I've just driven, but that car just, it works, it handles. I mean, it looks goofy with the big wing and stuff in the back, but man, does that car fly and work well. It is a blast to drive.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably, the only thing detriment with that, it costs a little more and out of my budget.
$40,000. Yeah.
They don't have a hatch anymore. They've gone to the sedan.
That's right.
With the WRX.
Exactly right.
I like the utility of having a hatch.
I do too.
I don't need a full SUV.
I'm with
you
there. So why the Impreza over a, is it budget wise? Because you know versus a Outback Forester or something like that.
Well, I just got my 2014 Elantra pile driven by a drunk driver and
got it.
They totaled it. And I was going to have that. I keep my cars 10-15 years minimum.
Okay.
And that tore me up because I only had less than 10,000 miles with 2.5 years of travel. So I was really bummed by that. And so
what's your budget? What are you looking to spend, Mike?
I'm probably about under 20. I've got to keep it under 20.
Got it.
But then the other part of that, I assume I hadn't got a chance to look at I'll try to check out your reviews on Drive
Appreciate
Radio.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, heck, there. Well done. Your boy is a star.
Well, thank you.
He does a good job.
Thank you. I try to actually get him in front of the camera more than I, because he's actually better at it than I am.
Hey, I don't know. He's got to give Dad credit.
Well, he does a good job.
I give my dad credit.
Well, thank you.
But, you know, the other thing I was wondering, I've got a buddy that he's got an older Impreza, and he said that the motor's manual dictates twice a year oil changes. And I was wondering, in your opinion, what's the reasoning, logic behind that?
Better filters, better oil, better machining inside the engine itself, metallurgy, everything has changed. And realistically, you can go on a new car like that, 7,500 to 8,000 miles with an oil change very easily, which ends up being roughly twice a year for most people.
Uh-huh. Okay. I was wondering if that was due to the all-wheel drive, that put a lot more stress on the tranny. In the whole engine altogether.
Okay, no. Now, do you, just as a side note, do you need all-wheel drive?
No. Not exactly. If we have a hard winter, it sure is nice.
I'll tell you, another lineup of cars that I am extremely fond of, because I think it's one of the best buys on the road today, is the Mazda lineup. They are doing extremely well.
Yeah.
They've got fantastic fuel economy. And their little Mazda 3 you can buy for under $20,000,
and I totally agree.
Have a ton of equipment on it.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's a aesthetics thing. I'm not wild about the looks of the.
I don't like the
Mazda
end.
3.
No, I agree.
Overall looks, I've had Mazda before, and they're solid as can be, and I agree. They have
a hatchback in that version, by the way.
Yeah, just aesthetics thing, and they tend to be a little more expensive than my Elantra was. That was real affordable, and that's now a top 10 maker.
That Mazda won't you it, in today's world, you'll have no issues with that whatsoever, none whatsoever.
Yeah, that's what I've been reading.
Yeah,
and let me see. I was going to ask you one more little quick.
Sure,
thing.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
My buddy said that. They require full synthetic. Well, I've seen the semi-synthetic. Why is that, and what's advantages or disadvantages of a semi-synthetic?
I'm not a semi-synthetic fan. Essentially, what semi-synthetic is if you took on a 5-quart oil change, if you put in 1 quart of synthetic and 4 quarts of standard oil, you have a semi-synthetic blend oil that you're putting in yourself. That's essentially all they're doing in that bottle, is basically doing about a 3 to 4 to 1 mixture is all it is. And I'm one that says either run all full synthetic or run conventional oil. The semi-synthetic is a marketing tool. That's all it is.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of was my gut feeling.
Yep.
Take the advantages of a conventional or
yep.
take the advantages
exactly
of a synthetic
right.
and don't kind of half
yep.
half halfway it, you know.
You're right.
But okay. Well, I really appreciate
you.
No,
thank you.
Questions.
Appreciate the phone call, Mike. Good discussion. I appreciate the call. Eric, don't hang or don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Hang tight. We'll come right back. We got a couple lines open. 303-477-5600. John Rush Drive Radio, KLZ 560.
Hello, Drive Radio listeners. This is Chris Hammond with Kins and Leslie Distributing, your local BG Products distributor. Back again this week with your BG Tech Tip. This week, we're going to talk about the driveline components in your car, specifically the fluids in the driveline components of your car. Manufacturer recommendations for maintenance on these fluids vary significantly according to the year, make, model, and most importantly, the driving conditions. Most manufacturers list severe driving conditions as mountain driving, stop-and-go traffic, cold weather driving, hot weather driving, or towing and hauling loads. By my count, I've experienced all of these conditions just this week. So, how do you know when to service the fluids in your transfer case or differential? Our recommendation is to replace any fluid before the fluid has reached a point of failure. For driveline components, we recommend a 30,000-mile interval with our gear oils and limited slip additives. Many gear oils will show significant signs of shear breakdown and oxidation well in advance of 30,000 miles and should be serviced prior to the point of failure in order to protect your driveline components. So, to ensure that your mountain driver, toy hauler, or traffic sitter stays trouble-free and fun to drive, replace your gear oils with a high-quality gear oil every 30,000 miles and take full advantage of all the great outdoors of our wonderful state. Thanks again, Drive Radio listeners. This is Chris Hammond with BG Products. We'll talk to you again next week.
Recently, Gino's Auto Service was awarded the Best of Littleton for the third year in a row. To celebrate, Gino's is offering their Synthetic Oil Service Special for $99. Regularly $149, this special includes oil change, filter, tire rotation, 35-point inspection, and alignment check. Now that's a great value. See store for details. Gino's is located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Visit them online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Napa Know How.
For something that has anti in its name, Prestone Antifreeze and Coolant, now just $11.99 at Napa, sure is pro a lot of things. It's pro keeping your car from overheating, pro maintaining your engine from wear and tear, and pro saving you cash. Prestone Antifreeze and Coolant, just $11.99. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, offer expires 8/31/17.
You and your family will not want to miss Dennis Brewster's 16th annual car show, Saturday, August 12th at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker. Stop by from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. for giveaways, free hot dogs and hamburgers, and terrific discounts on your vehicle repairs, and best of all, cars! These babies are the pride and joy of auto owners in the city of Parker and beyond. Cast your vote for your favorite vehicle or enter your own car in the contest with a $20 donation to the Parker Task Force. You might just win the grand prize! Extreme Auto Repair proudly presents this free, family-friendly event Saturday, August 12th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. No tickets required. KLZ's very own John Rush, myself, will be hosting Drive Radio live from the event. So be sure to say hello during the show, and while you're there, take a tour of Extreme Auto Repair's 20-plus service bays. We want to break last year's attendance record of more than 500 people, so don't miss Dennis Brewster's 16th annual car show Saturday, August 12th at Extreme Auto Repair.
Toontec Automotive has been Aurora's premier locally owned auto repair shop for almost 40 years. It doesn't matter if you need new brakes, you need to figure out why you failed your emissions test, or you simply want to get regular maintenance. Toontec's ASC certified master mechanics have the skills and knowledge to work on cars and trucks of any kind. With all of today's latest automotive technology, Toontec is able to provide the benefits of an established national chain shop while maintaining the personal touch of a family owned business. You can count on Toontec to be friendly and honest with their work, and they'll provide you with an accurate and affordable estimate before they get started. Plus, as a certified member shop with Colorado Select, Toontec comes highly recommended by John Rush, and they offer an industry-leading 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on every repair. And as an added bonus, if you visit the webpage at toontechautomotive.org, you can download a coupon for their special offer of $25 off any repairs of $150 or more. Call ToonTech right now at 303-327-9167. That's 303-327-9167. At ToonTech, they understand that your vehicle is a major investment, and that's why they'll care for your car as if it was one of their own.
All right, Drive Radio KLZ 560. John Rush, Dennis Brewster from Extreme Auto Repair, Paul Leuenberger from American National Insurance with us, and David Hughes from Napa Heating and Cooling. So real quick, David, one thing I wanted to ask you, which is, I think, misconception, and some folks just don't know, is how do you know when a serpentine belt needs replaced? Because in the old days, we had this crack method, but that's changed, right?
It's changed immensely, John. In fact, the old days, we had a rubber belt, and we'd watch it every time we opened the hood.
Right.
And we'd change it every couple of years and not think anything of it. Then we switched to neoprene. Neoprene wore a whole lot better, but it really cracked when it went bad.
Got it.
Now we've got a space-age man-made material called EPDM. It looks like rubber, feels like rubber. It's not even close to being rubber. We're going to get a whole lot longer life out of it.
Okay.
But we're not going to be able to see it wear. That's the downside.
Got it.
We have a national campaign going on right now that we're working with the installers, working with the auto cares, working real close with Colorado Select as far as inspecting these belts and letting know the customer needs one or doesn't need one. They don't need them all the time.
Right. Okay, great. Appreciate that very much. So, again, any questions you've got along those lines, give us a call, 303-477-5600. Going back to the phones, Eric has a question on insurance or maintenance insurance, I should say. So, Eric, welcome.
Hey, guys. Hey, actually, it's more of a comment on it. I get these calls constantly offering to sell me a maintenance package, and some of them are also going to try and bundle it as part of selling you a extended service plan.
Got it.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, and this is just a warning to other listeners, these companies that call you and want to sell you an extended service plan, they are hilarious. Most of the people calling are incredibly stupid.
Yeah.
Here's a good one, and you guys will get a good laugh at it. My wife's Buick is a 2013. We bought it in 2014.
Okay.
Brand new, 120 miles on it. Last year, one of these extended service companies called and offered to sell me one of these. And they said, well, your warranty's expired. And I says, no, I said, I still have a year left on it. And she says, well, it's a 2013. I says, right, I bought it in 2014. Well, the warranty expired on it in 2014, its warranty expired. It's 3 years old.
No.
I says, I bought it in 2014.
Right, goes off when you bought.
It's not going.
That's right.
And she sat there, and this lady argued with me on the phone for 10 minutes.
Based on delivery date,
I was
folks.
Wrong.
That's how it works, based on delivery date.
Exactly. And then she turned around and tried to sell me a service plan for the car, you know, or a maintenance protection plan.
Right.
And I said, why? I said, I get coupons from my GM dealer every other week for a $12 oil change at the dealer.
Right.
I said, why do I want to spend money with you?
You don't need to.
I said, I don't know who you are.
Great point.
And hey, I got a quick question for your insurance guy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you do rideshare endorsements?
With our policy, no, we can't. Are you talking like Uber and Lyft?
Correct.
No, we don't.
So you don't. So you don't. You don't want to insure for Uber or Lyft or that kind of stuff.
Uh-uh.
Got it.
There's just too much liability.
Got it.
Okay. All right. Cool. Thanks.
All right. Appreciate it very much. And sure. I'm okay. So here's a question for you: how many insurance companies do the ride sharing insurance?
The only one that I know of is Progressive, and I actually had a client that got hit by a guy in using one of the carriers out there, and it was like a 3-month mess because Progressive was denying the claim and Uber was denying the claim.
It doesn't surprise me from Progressive.
No. Well, because the app was on the phone at the time of the claim.
Yep.
But then Uber said that he had nobody. It was just
a mess.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Okay. I can see why you wouldn't want to do it. Don, you're next. You got an insurance question as well. What's going on?
John?
Yes, Don. How you doing?
Hey, could you tell me what the penalty is for not having car insurance in this state? Do they revoke your license or just give you a ticket?
Just a ticket. And typically speaking, and this is how this system is so screwed up, typically speaking, you can get a ticket today for not having insurance. depending upon your, and I don't want to be political here, but really depending upon your ethnicity, I'm being very honest here. You could walk into the Justice Center, you know, the wherever you're going for your ticket, and if you've got proof of insurance, liable to get it wiped away.
Wow.
I'm not exaggerating. I've known it to happen. I've had callers call my weekday show talking about that. That is not uncommon. So really, Don, to be honest with you, I know some officials out there might disagree with me on this, but honestly, it's a slap on the wrist. That's our problem we have in the state right now. There's not much penalty to it.
You know, I've always heard that 3 out of 10 drivers don't have insurance.
That's correct. That is correct.
I'm getting tired of being in the 2/3 that have to pay for the other third. That don't have it.
Well, I hate to say this, but and again, not trying to get political, but welcome to America, Don.
Yeah. All right.
It's kind of across the board, not just with insurance, but health insurance and everything else. I mean, we could talk for the next, well, I do every day for 3 hours on my daily show. That's pretty much the theme of that is why does John Rush have to pay for everybody else's stuff? Because honestly, I'm like him. I'm tired of doing it. Everybody else needs to buck up and pay their own way. I'm tired of doing it for everybody, insurance included. Because here's what happens, and Paul, you know what I'm saying here. For everybody that doesn't have insurance, those 3 out of 10, our rates go up in Colorado because of the uninsured motorist claims that are there, correct?
All the time.
So we're all paying for it.
Yep.
Folks, if you don't think it's costing you money, think again. It is. Yep.
Look at all the growth in Colorado. So we've got more and more people, so more and more.
And Kevin Flesch, we talked about this at break. Kevin Flesch was on not that long ago talking about the minimums in California. When those California drivers come to Colorado, they're liable to only have a $5,000 liability insurance policy on that car if they have insurance at all. $5,000. That's it, folks. That's it. That's not enough to cover. Shoot, there's bumper fascias now that cost $5,000.
And I'm shocked that California has that because they're one of the most expensive states to get an accident or do anything.
They also have
there.
The most illegal immigration of any state. So what does that tell you?
Yeah.
Just being honest, folks. All right, Mike, you're next. What's going on?
A couple phone calls ago, you had a guy on talking about the STI.
Yes.
Well, I've got one. I got a new one.
Awesome
the
car.
The seats go down. It's the most fun car I've ever driven in my life.
I had that one this past week, Mike, and I tell you what, that's a car I would own, yes.
I did it. I have no buyer's remorse. It's been 6 months. It's the most fun car I've ever driven. It's got racing brakes, sports package, short throw shifter. The seats go down in the back. You can put a stud, 8-foot stud, from the rear all the way up to the seat, and something bigger if you want. Great interior, great gadget.
Car works great. I mean,
great
honestly,
ride.
for 40 grand, Mike, and you know this as well as anybody, for 40 grand, I don't know you can buy a better car that will do what that car does performance-wise.
And no kidding, man. It's scary. But the suspension is perfect for Colorado.
It is. Yep.
It's absolutely perfect. You know, why would you buy a vet to drive on these damn roads?
Well, no, I don't take mine out very often. That car you could drive every day. You're right. Great point.
Yeah.
And buy it for half as much money.
Yeah, 48.7 out the door. That was with
everything.
And it's awesome. I grew from ear to ear.
Yeah, it's a great car. Yeah. I mean, every time I got out of that car, I'm just thinking, my problem with that car is I'd have a ticket because a stinking thing just flat runs.
Oh, God, doesn't it want to run?
It does.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
You can drive 80 miles an hour in a heartbeat.
The
thing just flies. So, great car, by the way. I'll have that review up this next week. But, yeah, great car, Mike.
Thanks.
Okay, congratulations. Good stuff. All right, we'll take a quick break. We got to come right back. Don't go anywhere. Eric, asking about a daily driver and a project car. We'll come right back. Stay with us. John Rush, Drive Radio, KLZ 560.
Napa know-how.
The Napa Legend Battery does legendary things, like starting your car when the heat index hits a buck 25, or making sure your AC stays running like a gazelle. And now, when you buy a Napa Legend Battery, you'll get a prepaid Visa card by mail worth $15. $15 back and a new battery? That's not just legendary. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/17.
If you have just been in an accident, there is a lot going on. With the screeching tires, crunching metal, and breaking glass, it's hard to remember what to do. That's why Kevin Flesch of Fleshlaw wants you to remember to panic. No, he doesn't mean run around screaming or start hyperventilating. He means use the acronym PANIC. P-A-N-I-C, to remember what to do. P is for police. Call the police immediately. It's very important to have an official record of what happened. A is assess, as in assess all of your injuries and seek medical care if necessary. N is for never admit fault. It's your job to take care of yourself, not to determine who is at fault. I is for insurance. Take pictures of the other person's insurance and ID info and get pictures of the accident if you can. And finally, C is for call Kevin Flesh. Kevin Flesh is more than just a name used to intimidate the insurance companies. He will help you. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation, and he'll help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Hi, this is Scott Watley from my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
When we change oil, it's pretty common to find newer cars running very low on oil. It's due to the new low-tension rings and oil vapors that slowly burn, leaving carbon deposits, which lowers their mileage and, even worse, leaves their engine dangerously low on oil. My customers tell me they want their mileage and their oil back.
Shops use BG products to clean clogged rings in just 15 minutes as part of the BG Performance Oil Service. Go to BGFindAShop.com. That's BGFindAShop.com.
I got my mileage back.
BG.
All right, John Rush, Drive Radio, KLZ 560, one line open, 303-477-5600. Eric in Denver, you're next. What's going on, sir?
Hello.
How are we doing, Eric?
How are you guys doing?
Good, thanks for calling.
Good, good. Yeah. I was curious about talking about like a project car or toy cars. It's sort of related to the STI that we're living in Colorado. It's like have all this beautiful outdoors right near where we live.
Right.
And I have this 2000 Nissan Xterra.
Okay.
And I've got it set up with a lift on it, but then for an off-roading rig. And I've had it for a long while, but I have a different car as my daily driver. And I was wondering what your recommendations might be for, like, to keep the Xterra. And the problem is it needs some maintenance on it.
Okay.
Kind of major maintenance. And then if it's worth keeping that as a project car to
what
work on.
What year is it, first of all, Eric? What year is your Xterra?
2000.
It's 2000.
2000, okay. Because, as you know, they don't make those anymore.
Right, yeah.
They stopped. I think 2015, I want to say, was the last year for those. So given the fact that they don't make them any longer, I would say that providing, you know, body, interior, those sorts of things are in good shape, I would fix it mm-hmm. and hang on to it because I don't think the value is going to drop much more. In fact, I think as time goes by, it may very well go up. Pretty unique little vehicle. Like, they actually, to your point, they work really, really well. They were kind of an unknown off-road vehicle that actually did extremely well. And I think as that popularity, you know, typically what happens is when that quits being made, people start realizing, oh, well, I can't go buy that anymore. So maybe I should go find one and then hang on to it. And then that'll drive the supply and demand. You know, it will drive the value up. So I would say fix it mm-hmm. and hang on to it.
I hadn't known that they were discontinued.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's an amazing rig. Like, when I was like driving in the mountains and such and off-roading trips and everything, it's awesome for Colorado.
There's an article actually on a website called Truck Yeah. I look at it every now and then. There's an article on there right now that says Nissan Xterra, the most underrated cheap 4x4, period.
Oh.
Okay, so that kind of goes along the lines of what I'm telling you, that, it's definitely worth hanging on to, fixing it, and keeping it.
All right.
Okay, what else, Eric?
Cool. So maybe about any tips for the maintenance that it needs.
You're the Nissan guy, Dennis. I mean, just
Well, I don't know how when was the last time you even maintenanced it?
Yeah, I mean, belts, hoses, timing belts, all those kinds of things. When did you do all that, or have you?
Right. I think at 150, okay. It had, I did the big timing belts and everything.
If I were you, if I were you and you're at a point now where I would probably have like a full used car type inspection done on the vehicle. Go ahead and pay to have a full inspection, bumper to bumper, have a good solid technician that knows that vehicle, which by the way, Dennis at Extreme out in Parker, it'd be worth the drive to go out and see Dennis. Have them run through the whole thing, bumper to bumper, and give you a full rundown on, okay, here's what it needs now, here's what it's going to need in the future. You can line it out, budget for it, and just start chipping away at it. That's how I would do it.
Yeah, especially on those injectors on those were really, they would carbon up really fast on those, on the back of the valves and stuff. And so we have a cleaner that we clean through those, and it makes that vehicle like run like you wouldn't believe afterwards, like brand new.
And Dennis is our resident Nissan expert. That's why I'm telling you, Eric, if you need anything along those lines, go out and see Dennis.
Yeah, that's interesting. Have you heard of one of the big problems it has, there's a hole in the exhaust manifold.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think talking to some mechanics, they were saying that like it has a bolt that was kind of poorly placed on the model that can like shear through that part. And I've been thinking about like some sort of like weld patch because it's like a hole the size of a quarter.
No, you're better off. There's actually an aftermarket manifold even made for that. You'd be better off just to put the manifold on it.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper.
There's a manifold kit you can buy. They're not that expensive. That'd be the best way to do that.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking at them now. You know, Dennis can sell you that manifold for a couple $100, get it installed, and away you go. That'd be the way to do it.
Yep.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that a patch might be risky.
Yeah, I would not never do a patch on a manifold.
No.
Just do a new manifold.
Yeah, because it's changing temperature.
That's right.
A lot.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that manifold flexes a lot.
A ton.
Yeah.
From stone cold to 1,200 degrees. I mean, literally, all along the line there. So yeah, I would just put a manifold on it.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right,
Eric.
All right.
Good stuff. And Dennis is out in the heart of Parker, 10274 South Dransfield Road, which, by the way, we will be live at next Saturday. He's having his annual car show open house, so come out and see us live. We'll be there as a show, and it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a blast. Always is.
Free hamburgers, hot dogs. We have some giveaways. And if you want to register your car, you can do that online. You can just go to our website, extremeautorepair.com, and you can register. You don't have to pay then. All the proceeds, it's $20 to register your car, and the proceeds are going to the Parker Task Force.
Got it.
Which helps out the community. So.
Got it. Awesome. All right, perfect. Let's do this. Dennis, last call of this hour. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to call and say some thank yous.
Sure.
First of all, to Dennis Brewster and the guys at Larry's for helping me to find some diesel test strips for my Power Stroke.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Since Napa can't seem to get it done. Hint, hint, hint.
Right. Yeah, part number wise, they have a hard time getting those separated out for the right price.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I think they're working on
that. By the way, they are internally, I know this from the management side of it, they are internally working on how to fix that, at least in this Denver market.
Yes.
I don't know if they can do it nationwide, but they're definitely working on that here locally.
Because we have a lot of pull with them.
Yeah, so they are working diligently to get that fixed, Dennis.
Well, that's what I was hoping to hear.
Yep.
Also, thank you to Paul Leuenberger for going to bat for me with my 20-year-old diesel truck.
Awesome.
We did a declared value deal, thanks to your dad for doing the appraisal.
Awesome.
And thanks to Napa and Colorado Select in general for keeping my aging fleet running.
Well, thanks, Dennis. We appreciate that very much. Kudos to you as well. Thanks for you and I email back and forth quite a bit. Thanks for all your care, concern, my dad, all that. I really, truly appreciate that, Dennis.
How's he doing?
He's doing very well, so thanks for asking. Yep, doing good. Yep,
awesome.
On the mend. So, Dennis, thanks, man. I really appreciate it. Have a great day, all right?
You guys as well.
We'll do it. Dennis, great guy, by the way. Good listener. Yeah. Really really a good songbird, I guess I should say, for us. And I should say thanks also to Dennis. He spent a lot of time serving our community in a capacity, I won't say on air, but did a lot of things to actually serve us back. So it goes two ways with Dennis. So we appreciate that very much. He's given a lot of his life for what we do and what the safety that we all have, I guess is what I should say. So thanks to Dennis on that as well. So with that, we'll take a top of the hour break. George in Lakewood, don't go anywhere. He's got a question on diesel. And John in Brighton has an insurance question as well. We'll come right back. One line open, 303-477-5600. This is Drive Radio, KLZ 560.
Still haven't had enough? Go to drive-radio.com. Email your questions and comments. Download previous programs and find lots of useful information, including your nearest Colorado Select Auto Care Center. That's drive-radio.com. Thanks for listening to Drive Radio, sponsored by the member shops of Colorado Select Auto Care Centers on KLZ 560.